As you know, Lent begins with Ash Wednesday, and Lent means spring, which is a misnomer here in the UP, that's for darn sure.
Well, go by the calendar, not so much the exterior.
Right. But it's, you know, it's a season of the year in the church year. It's 40 days prior to Easter, exclusive of the Sundays, which is supposed to be a time of self-examination and repentance, sort of like hitting the reset button, you know, and if something isn't working correctly, your computer or whatever, you have to turn it off, start it over again. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what Lent is about. And so, as is traditional, you know, we begin with an Ash Wednesday service. We have a 12 o'clock service at Messiah and a 6:30 service at St. Mark's on that day. You know, with the imposition of ashes and all of that, where people remember their mortality. And then every week, every Wednesday, there's an event at noon, a luncheon and a service. And then in the evening also at 6:30, preceded by a soup supper. The 12 o'clock event is always at Messiah. And the 6:30 service goes back and forth between the two congregations. But we're trying to do something different with this service than we have in the past. That is, we're going to have we're going to do a series on what it means to be sort of the marks of being a Christian in a different decade. You know, we begin a new decade, and what particularly that means for us.
As always, when we have you in here, there's folks that are going to think you're just talking about the members of the two congregations. Nothing could be further from the truth. I mean, this is the type of thing that the church is all about. I mean, you're looking mm-hmm. to embrace the community with this, and people who may be searching for a church home or something along these lines, or maybe have rediscovered their faith on their own over the last however many days, months, years, what have you. This is wide open. You'd love people to be a part of this.
Oh, absolutely. Sure. And, you know, we think that the themes of these Wednesday nights are particularly important for people living in this new decade. And we're going to talk about how to be in such a busy world that has become so frenetic and frantic, that how to live differently than that, how to have an alternative lifestyle. And all of those five services are built around that kind of thing.
Am I correct in my assumption that this sounds rather informal?
Yeah. Yeah, you come and nobody has to sign up for anything. You come for the soup supper or the luncheon, and then just slide into the sanctuary for the service. It's also prayer around the cross. That's the liturgy of the day, which means that people can come forward if they wish toward the end of the service and light a candle and kneel at the altar and pray. Supported by hymns or songs that go on in the background. It's really very, very nice.
Let's talk a little bit. Mark touched on it here when we were going into the break about the churches and locations for folks. If they're not familiar with it, Messiah Lutheran and St. Mark's Lutheran Churches, where are you?
Yeah. Well, Messiah's on Magnetic, right at the junction of 4th Street and Magnetic, 305 West Magnetic, pretty obvious. And then St. Mark's is a little further north on Magnetic, there at the junction of K and Magnetic.
In the city of Marquette, close to NMU's campus.
Right. Actually, I think it's Fair. It's Fair and Magnetic. Yeah.
Yes.
St. Mark's is
mm-hmm.
at Fair
yes.
and Magnetic.
Yes.
Yeah. And
so
you can also find this online. You can go to www.marquettelutherans.com and, you know, click on either Messiah or St. Mark's, and you get the whole schedule and locations and all of that, and give you a phone number too if you'd like. That's 225-1119, and we'll be happy to talk with anyone about all of these things.
You know, when people think of the church, obviously they think of the biggies, as you will. I mean, mm-hmm. Christmas, Easter, you know, those are the ones that generally pop in. But the Lent season is a very, very important time within the church, because, like you said, it's that introspective look that I think we all, whether we are following a specific religion or not, just as people, maybe within yourself, this is a good idea. This is a good thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we all get stuck in ruts. I think every one of us has knows that experience. And if you just keep going, you keep going along in that same old rut. And Lent is an opportunity to get out of that rut, to re-examine and renew and to find the grace of God in a new way. So,
and gets you ready for the time of rebirth of spring and all of that.
Yes, absolutely, and the celebration
maybe.
Of Easter.
It's coming. Coming.
At least Easter, if nothing else.
Indeed.
Oh, it's coming. I mean, I remain the optimist. So,
well, yeah. One of the things about this too, and the opportunity that this affords people is something that, well, I want to make sure we touch on. That is the fellowship side of this, because you know a lot of people they don't understand the importance of that, because you talk about the soup dinners and the things like that. The service is obviously important, but the fellowship that goes with that is a real key to this whole thing and the success of it.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's actually one of the themes of those Wednesday nights is, you know, as we become in our society, I think, more and more individualistic. I mean, we spend a lot of time on our, you know, our Blackberries, our in front of the computer, whatever it is. We become further and further away. We lose that sense of community that's just so necessary for human beings. And so that's, you know, we don't always live up to our reputation of being welcoming and warm, but we sure do try, and we want everyone to feel welcome.
Again, what is the website and phone numbers for folks to find out more, obviously, if they have questions?
Again, it's www.marquettelutherans.com, and click on either Messiah Lutheran Church or St. Mark's Lutheran Church, or give us a call at 225-1119.